High-achieving girls often carry an invisible weight of perfectionism and self-criticism. From the outside, your quote-unquote good girl might seem like she's simply well-behaved and trying hard at school. But inside, there could be more at play. I'm Megan Murphy, Global Executive Director of the International Coalition of Girls' Schools, and this is an episode from our audio short series called The Grown-Up's Guide to Girls. We provide practical tips and advice from an expert guest in each episode. Today, we share how educators and caregivers can help girls break free from unrealistic expectations of themselves and instead foster self-compassion and growth. We'll be hearing from Nikki Whitham Blackwell, our expert voice in this series, whose work focuses on resilience in girls.
My name is Nikki Whitham Blackwell, and I am Associate Principal at Westlake Girls High School, which is a large, diverse, high-performing public school in Auckland, New Zealand. My portfolio is titled Relationships and Resilience, and I've always been passionate about the well-being of girls in high-performing single-sex schools. I'm currently enthusiastically focused on how we can free girls from perfectionism and encourage them to take risks and be brave.
Recently, Nikki hosted one of our coalition's Headways workshops designed exclusively for educators at girls' schools on this exact topic. And you might be wondering how to tell if a girl in your life is struggling with perfectionism. What does that look like in the classroom? What does that look like at home?
I found in my work that many girls demand perfection of themselves. At school, it shows up in ways that can look like motivation and diligence on the surface, but often comes with a hidden cost for our girls. In classrooms today, especially in high-achieving environments, you'll see a mix of over-functioning, self-protection, and quiet avoidance. Good girl compliance that masks anxiety is one of the ways that it shows up. So you'll see students asking for constant reassurance before starting work, or they might overcheck instructions, even really simple ones. They might avoid taking risks unless the outcome, a really good high outcome, is guaranteed. They also spend excessive time on tasks that should be simple. So perfectionistic girls often equate worth with performance. They'll pour disproportionate time into making something just right or perfect. So for example, they might rewrite notes to make them neat. They might spend lunch or breaks finishing work that is already good enough. They might over-polish presentations, posters, or written tasks, taking up lots of time that then takes that time from other things. Thirdly, girls seem to be afraid of making mistakes. And for perfectionists, our girls sometimes feel that mistakes feel like a personal failure rather than just part of learning. This can actually hold them back academically. And what this looks like in the classroom is that girls won't answer in class unless they're completely certain of the answer. They might freeze when they encounter a challenging question, or they disguise their confusion rather than asking for help. Fourthly, this looks like in the classroom avoidance that disguised as actually I'm really fine. Perfectionists sometimes avoid tasks altogether if they can't guarantee success. This can be mistaken for procrastination or disengagement. So if you're seeing those things in your classrooms, then maybe think about perfectionism. Fifthly, you'll see emotional volatility under pressure. So externally, although they seem composed, internally the cost shows up in stress and self-criticism. And some signs of this is they might have quiet tears after they receive feedback. They might have meltdowns at home, but not at school. Or they might overreact to small setbacks. And finally, there's this social comparison and fear of not keeping up. And of course, that's made even worse today in our environment of social media with the comparison on social media for all sorts of things all the time.
Does this describe someone you might know or maybe even yourself? I asked Nikki to suggest some ways that the adults in girls' lives can model positive behavior when it comes to being good enough.
The adults in girls' lives can model progress over perfection by being really mindful of the language we use around our daughters and our students. It's really important to model self-compassion and mindfulness and make it explicit. Being aware of the danger of criticism is really important for us adults. We've thought in the past that criticism is the best motivator, but our brains go into fight and flight mode when we're criticised, even when that's by our own thoughts. In contrast, however, self-compassion activates our brain's caregiving systems. It reminds us that imperfection is normal and human. This results in us becoming more confident, resilient, and less focused on comparing ourselves to others. So to model this mindfulness, this self-compassion to our students and our daughters is actually really helpful for ourselves as well. Studies have shown that self-compassionate people are more likely to stay motivated, they're more likely to take healthy risks and persist through things that are challenging. I can't stress enough how important it is that as adults we make these practices explicit when we are modelling them for our young people. We need to speak aloud our thought processes and be really deliberate with our language. Use the words that make it clear that failure is part of the process of growth and success. There's some phrases like failing forward, or we could hold fail parties to build psychological safety around the idea of failure as being part of learning and growth.
Now, I do want to address a misconception here. The acceptance of failure or not quite hitting the mark doesn't mean giving up or lowering our standards for the important things. It's about what society expects from girls in particular.
Of course, we want our students to strive for excellence. Of course we do, but we need to explicitly teach girls the difference between excellence and perfection. Excellence means setting high standards, but attainable goals, learning from mistakes and allowing room for growth. Carol Dweck's work on growth mindset and Angela Duckworth's work on grit feed into this idea too. If we use language like, I am not there yet, and model that to our young people, that's so powerful for them to be able to then say that to themselves when they have a misstep or make a mistake or don't do as well on a test or assignment as they had hoped to. And then really we need to take this back to right when our girls are little. We need to be really mindful about what we are teaching our girls about being brave. Dweck's work also suggests that girls receive praise for being good or smart when they're little, which might lead them to believe that their abilities are static and fixed. In contrast, boys receive more feedback emphasising effort, which supports a growth mindset. The idea that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work and mistakes. So it's crucial that we teach our girls to be brave, not perfect. There's a fantastic TED talk that I recommend from a woman called Reshma Sojani, and she addresses this, and I recommend that you watch it. She reinforces Carol Dweck's findings and says that most girls are taught to avoid risk and failure. We've been taught to smile pretty, play it safe, and get all A's. Whereas boys are taught to play rough, swing high, crawl to the top of the monkey bars, and then just jump off head first. Boys are raised to be brave, and girls are raised to be perfect. So let's be really mindful about reversing this for our girls as often as we can, in our schools, in our homes, and in our communities.
Speaking of being mindful, research shows that certain practices can help girls treat themselves more gently. These are effective for everybody, in fact.
To help reframe their inner critic, girls can be encouraged to balance high standards with self-compassion and resilience. The psychologist Thomas Curran suggests that to silence the inner critic, girls instead need to talk to themselves as if they were talking to a friend. So we can use things like personal mantras, and some of them are things like, done is better than perfect. Make that a saying for your perfectionistic girl. Progress over perfection is another saying, or every mistake is feedback. Girls can encourage each other by using growth mindset language. As I've talked about before, that phrase of fail forward, or others like learn out loud, or progress is progress. When our perfectionist girls make a mistake, It's really good to encourage them to notice and name the feeling that they're feeling. So they might say, I'm noticing I'm feeling disappointed, just internally to themselves, because labeling emotions takes the intensity out of them and helps us recognize what we need and what action we need to take. You can also encourage them to take a self-compassion pause, a deep breath, hand on heart. There's lots of breathing videos on YouTube. There's the box breathing, there's the physiological side. It's good for all of us, but particularly good when our perfectionistic girls make a mistake. Get them to ask themselves, what would I say to a friend in this situation? And get them to remind themselves and us that mistakes are how we learn and grow. Journaling is such a good way of processing what's going on in our head. Get them to write down their achievements and wins, just the little ones. Doesn't matter how small they are. Get them to write down the progress that they're making towards their goals, even if the progress is slow and even if there are some bumps in the road. Get them to write down some of the challenges that they've already overcome, so that they can look back at the things they have overcome already and see that they are still further ahead now. Get them to write down about new skills or knowledge that they've gained. Write down any positive feedback that they've received, either spoken or written. And it's really important to get them to write about moments when they've been really brave, when they've grown. And finally, get them to write down all the evidence that they can find, or you can help them find, about their capabilities and their resilience. For this journaling, you can give it a fun name, like a name that resonates with the student. It might be something like a Skype book or a celebration collection or a triumph tracker, a shine file. This then counteracts perfectionistic tendencies by deliberately tracking and celebrating progress and achievements, big and small, which helps our brain to notice, acknowledge, and take pride in our growth and in our efforts. It builds evidence against perfectionistic beliefs about never being good enough. And again, it shifts focus from lack to what has already been accomplished. It helps us train our brain to recognize small steps of progress rather than just end goals. And it gives us something positive to look back on when times are tough.
Nikki's work reminds us that adults can play a hugely important role in the lives of girls to lessen the burden of perfectionism. But it has to start with us. So model self-compassion, use language that reframes mistakes as absolutely necessary for growth, and validate effort over outcome. This is how we can show our girls how to celebrate their own progress without questioning their worth. Thank you so much for tuning into our On Educating Girls audio short series, The Grown-Up's Guide to Girls. If you like this, you will love the full episodes of our podcast, where listeners are offered resources, language, tips, and programs for educating and empowering girls and young women by those who teach, work with, and understand girls best. If you're a regular listener, please help others see this content by sharing, leaving a comment, or a 5-star review. For more information on the International Coalition of Girls' Schools, visit us at girlschools.org.